Hello everyone, this is the Melhore Seu Inglês podcast, the English learning podcast of our YouTube channel, Eric Newton Inglês por Skype. I'm Teacher Newton.
And I'm Teacher Erica. Welcome to our podcast. For anyone interested in Skype English classes focused on conversation at affordable prices, just contact us.
This is an episode focused on vocabulary. We are going to talk about the magic in the Middle Ages, which is a Coursera course that Erica did in the past weeks. And we're going to bring you some very interesting vocabulary. So let's go. All right. So you, the magic in the Middle Ages, this is a Coursera course that you did this week?
Yeah, that's right. It's a 5-week course. It's offered by Universitat de Barcelona, University of Barcelona in Spain, and with many teachers, instructors, professors, different people. And it was really interesting. The course, the name of the course called my attention, Magic in the Middle Ages.
All right. We talk about. But just you did the Coursera. I think there are people, maybe they are listening to us right now, mm-hmm. and they don't know what Coursera is. So what is this Coursera site?
It's a site that has a collection of different courses and offers these courses. These are online courses offered by several universities from different parts of the world.
Do you have to pay for them?
No, you can take them. They are free initially, but if you do want a certificate, and then you need to pay for, and then you need to do everything that is requested. All the tasks, assignments, tests, essays, everything that they ask, and then you can get a certificate and you pay for it. Otherwise, you don't need to
do
anything.
But there are many free courses. Yeah. If you don't want a certification, you don't need to pay.
You don't.
And there is even some explanations in Portuguese for people in Brazil that are listening to us. Mm-hmm. But most of the courses are in English. I don't know if there is any
there
in Portuguese already.
There are a few courses in different languages. Mm. In Portuguese, I'm not sure.
But most are in English.
Most of them are in English, yes.
Yeah. So this course is Magic in the Middle Ages. What is it about?
Well, in the introduction about the course, it says, magical thought has always attracted human imagination. It has attracted my imagination. In this course, we will introduce you to the Middle Ages through a wide conception of magic. Students will have an approach to medieval culture, beliefs, and practices from the perspective of history and history of science. Popular magic, as well as learned magic, that is, alchemy, geomancy, and necromancy, will be addressed. Moreover, we will also deal with how Eastern practices and texts influenced Western culture. In July 2016, but this year too, 2017, the course will contain a brand new module devoted to astrology. Yeah, I did that module.
Oh, interesting. But this is a lot like about mages, like Lord of the Rings, Gandalf, and like
this. No, this is real people doing what they consider real magic.
Okay, like witchcraft.
Witchcraft, like, yeah. There are many different types. The course is kind of short, but they tackle many different aspects of magic.
Very interesting.
How people deal with that.
On the page, the link is on our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
They say that by the end of the course, the students will overcome the usual prejudice about the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to analyze historical documentation from the Middle Ages and recognize the most common patterns of juridical documents regarding witchcraft. And we'll be capable of distinguishing between popular magic and the magic of learned people. Oh, there are two types of magic in the Middle Ages. We will have a notion which spiritual practices were allowed in medieval Europe and which ones were related to the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be aware of the link between a cultural product and the society that produced it. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, this specific course offers subtitles in English, Catalan, and Spanish.
All right. So I see here week one, Introduction to Medieval Magic.
Yes,
week two, Magic and Heresy.
Uh-huh. In this first week, there is this most basic notions of the idea of magic in general, the ancient precedents. This is very, very old. There are very old practices in the history of humankind. And then later on, magic and superstition in Christian Europe.
Is there any connection of religion with magic, or magic is separated from religion?
There is a connection that magic declined because of religion, apparently.
Oh, okay.
So rationalistic science and Christian evangelization contributed to the disapproval and discredit of magic during the late medieval centuries because they didn't want any competition, right? The problem was competition.
What about paganism and magic? Is there any relation between
Yes, they had pagans had practices and I guess they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what else in this introduction that you did you see? What do you think was interesting?
Yeah, they...
Did they burn the mages there? Because I saw magic and heresy.
Yes, exactly.
Like the Inquisition tried to burn the mages on the Middle Ages.
Yeah, there was persecution because of that. They didn't want the competition. The Christians, the church was afraid of other options, alternatives.
Mm.
And they were trying to make a stand, to make people become Christians. They were evangelizing everybody, so they didn't want other, I don't know, distractions or anything like that. So it was seen as a threat. And then they started this period of persecution. The idea of necromancy, some stories.
Necromancy is like talking to the dead, right?
Yes, when demons spoke Latin. Yes.
Okay, so necromancy is any kind of magic that you deal with the dead or the spirit worlds.
Yes.
Listen to spirits and everything. Mm-hmm. So and the Christians were against that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what about healing? Did magic has any relationship with healing arts? Herbs, herbalism?
Yes, it did, because I don't know if I remember, but the witches, they used herbs and things like that to treat diseases, maladies, things like that. So, yeah.
Is it on ancient traditions,
maybe
pagan traditions? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said there is the week three is from magic to witchcraft. Is there a difference between magic and witchcraft?
They talk about witchcraft and maleficent magic. Yeah, there is the white magic and the black magic.
Oh, what is white magic?
Yeah, white magic is the healing magic. It's the magic used to treat people, to heal people. Mm. And black magic is the opposite. It's used to harm.
To destroy a person.
To destroy, to do harm. Mm.
The white magic, I remember you were taking the course and saying that white magic were kind of tolerated sometimes.
Yeah, it was. It was
more tolerated than the other ones.
Sometimes it was difficult to distinguish, and sometimes it was so confusing because in this, with this intention to make everybody Christian, they, some priests and people in the church, they kind of spread rumors and they went a bit crazy and paranoid, and they invented stories. And for example, in the witchcraft, the problem with the women they thought were witches, right? They kind of they wanted to find fault in women, so they created these crazy tests in which the women who passed wouldn't be considered a witch, but in most cases they were. They didn't pass the test. So
because the test was impossible.
Impossible to pass.
For example, if they throw in the water.
Yeah.
If she floats,
if you
she's a witch.
If you tie a stone to the woman.
I remember this. And if she floats, she's a witch, so they burn. If she doesn't float, she was a person. I'm sorry, we made a mistake.
Yeah. So those were impossible tests, and these women were taken to the stake to be burned.
But it was not a matter of faith. It was a matter of political power.
Yeah. Yes. It was a matter of power, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So they wanted to take the power out from the pagans and give to the Christians.
Yeah.
So this was like a way to fight for political power. They burned the witches.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And say that the magic in Islam, the Muslims, did they have magic?
Yeah, this part of the course is, I think it's two Swiss professors. They studied, they are experts
on
Islam.
These are video classes, right?
Yeah, and they are experts. This was very interesting. They were talking about the very, very smart people in Muslim people at that time, the studious experts, you know, in this...
And they had like magics because the Islam tradition, they have many supernatural creatures.
They had something with the language, with the letters.
With the words.
Yeah, the words, the letters.
Magical words.
Yes, the letters had powers.
Like the Hebrews, like the Jewish.
Jewish the Kabbalah, they talk about the Kabbalah. There is a connection, there is some kind of connection.
I know that they have a lot of astrology in Islam too.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Muslims also had these like magical powers and everything. All right. Probably they used a lot of hypnotism and it was considered magic. And some tricks. Maybe many of these magics, they were like con artists, right? Con artists, mutreteiros.
Yeah, those would be sleight of hand, things
like
that.
Sleight of hands,
yeah, but no, they were not talking about that. They were talking about knowledge of...
scientific knowledge that for that time...
spiritual, it was... spiritual.
Mm. Ah, okay.
You know, like God, the idea of God, the idea of, you know...
In a more philosophical way.
Yes,
if the people had different ideas from the church, it was considered magic also.
Yes.
Like part of occultism and magic and everything. Yeah. Did he talk about alchemy?
Alchemy.
Because alchemia, chemia is from the Arab word. Chemi.
Yes, alchemy.
Alchemy.
Uh-huh. Al is a letter, I think. Yes, they talk about alchemy. They had what they call the science of letters.
Mm-hmm.
Science of letters.
The letters had power.
Yes.
Mm. And is astrology and geomancy. What the hell is geomancy? Geomancy.
Oh my God, let me remember.
It's geomancy. From the earth, right? It's
Yeah. It's the earth. You. There is another, every video there is a new professor. So this one talks very shortly about geomancy. Yeah, it's when she showed in the video someone in the sand. They used the sand. When you make some marks in the sand, I don't know exactly how it works, but the ropes. But she just drew some lines on the sand, very complex set of symbols.
Magical symbols.
Magical symbols, yeah.
Mm. Very interesting.
She didn't talk much about it. And there was also astrology in the beginning.
It's like our astrology today, or it was different? Different signs?
It was a little bit different because it was a transition between science and magic, you know, and
astronomy and astrology.
Yeah.
Astronomy came from astrology.
Uh-huh. So, because they considered natural phenomena like thunders, dreams, the celestial bodies, you know, the zodiac, was the idea of horoscopes, world events, you know, so.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, that was very, very, very nice. I think it was curious for them to offer this course in the middle of all the other courses.
So, and this course is still open. If anyone that is listening to us wants to do it, it's very easy.
There is a new one starting July 31st.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a new one. I think I have done it before. Mm-hmm. I finished it before it ended.
All right. So you run away. Run and try to get there.
Run away. No, run towards
run
it.
Run towards it. Yes, run towards
and
it.
And it's really cool. Really cool. Yeah. And it's very accessible, simple, fun. It's a
very
fun
nice. All right. So now that we saw this course, Magic in the Middle Earth, now let's learn some words. So we have four words from this course, which are very interesting. And courtesy of vocabulary.com is an excellent site for everyone that is learning English. Go there. It's a very good site where you can learn vocabulary by doing games, by doing lists. Word lists is amazing.
Remember
amazing.
That there is a tutorial on our channel, YouTube
yeah.
channel.
Yeah.
There is a tutorial.
How to use vocabulary.com.
Yeah, just a few ideas mm-hmm. to get you started
yeah.
in the site, because there are much more. You can mm-hmm. do many other things on the site.
Yeah.
But on the tutorial, I give some ideas of what to do there.
Very good. So now let's see the first one. Let's see the how do they speak
it? Necromancy.
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 Necromancy. One more time to fix in our brains.
Necromancy.
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 So what is necromancy?
Spooky, sneaky, powerful and strange. Necromancy is the art of raising the spirits of the dead.
Ooh.
Either for their predictions about the future or Ooh. Their ghostly help in making something happen.
Very good. Necromancy, also called black magic, comes from the ancient Greek word from corpus necro and prophecy. Mancy. If you travel to the underworld to speak to the dead, then you have the power of necromancy, not to mention geomancy, the ability to read signs from the earth to find the necropolis, or the city of the dead. As you might guess, necromancy isn't much discussed these days.
Yes.
But if you're reading about old witch trials, You might find accusations of necromancy abound.
Yes.
All right, so conjuring up the dead, necromancy, belief in magical spells that harness occult forces or evil spirits to produce a natural effect in the world.
It's the same thing as black art. What else? Scroll down.
Very good. Now, black arts.
I was
arts?
Reading the synonyms.
Oh, okay. The synonyms.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's take a look at the synonyms.
Scroll down. Black magic and sorcery. That's it. You can go ahead to astrology.
It's a type of divination.
Yes. Foretelling. Fortune telling.
Soothsaying.
Yes.
Yes. Synonyms. Black art, black magic, sorcery. It's a type of magic or thaumaturgy.
Thaumaturgy.
Very nice. The word family. Oh, word family. Necromancy. You have also necromancer is the guy that
the
do
person.
Necromancy. I love necromancy. Now let's see this. No, another word. Let's see. Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot.
Astrology.
Okay,
astrology.
Again.
Astrology.
Astrology.
One more time, Mr. Robot.
Astrology.
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 What is astrology?
If you don't leave your house without checking your horoscope and you're always asking people what's your sign, you're likely a fan of astrology, the idea that the stars and planets and their movements influence human life.
Astrology comes from the Greek word, from the Greek astron, a star, and the suffix ology, study of. The actual science of celestial bodies is astronomy, which also includes the Greek word for star, but with a suffix that means arranging. Astrology has been around since the ancient times, and while it requires some knowledge of astronomy, it's about as scientific as fortune-telling and palm reading.
Yes.
Oh my God, but there are people that takes it seriously,
are
astrology.
Are there any synonyms? Scroll down. Let's
yeah,
see.
Let's see the synonym. Well, first
oh,
the definition.
Star divination. Oh yeah, what's the definition?
A pseudoscience claiming divination by the positions of the planets, the sun and the moon.
Yeah.
So star divination and types. It's a type of?
Horoscopy. The drawing up and interpretation of horoscopes.
And it's a type of?
pseudoscience, an activity resembling science, but based on fallacious assumptions.
God, but there's a lot of people that take it seriously, yes. And I respect that. I personally believe astrology is like a psychological science.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you understand psychology, but not actually life events.
The person who works with astrology is an...
And con artist. And astrologer.
Astrologer.
Yes. If he works with psychology, with the soul, with helping people have insights on their psychology, then for me, it's fine.
Yes.
But if they say to you, okay, tomorrow you're going to meet the man of your dreams, then I'm sorry.
You're going to win the lottery?
Yeah, this is a con.
Yeah.
This is a con. This is a Trumpian. Trumpian action. All right, so we have astrology, the astrology family. We have an example from the New York Times. For all his life, Mr. Cohan was a ravenous autodidact, studying world history, astrology, health science, and musicology, and passing that knowledge on to his students.
Another example from the New York Times. Many academic historians dismiss the book as about as scientific as astrology or a Nostradamus text.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So, this is the New York Times dissing this book. Yes. Dissing this book. Humiliating this book. All right, Mr. Robot. Next word.
Alchemy.
Again?
Alchemy.
One more time.
Alchemy.
Alchemy. If your favorite but perpetually losing team picks up a couple of new players and the result is suddenly an unbeatable combo, that's alchemy, an seemingly magical act involving the combining of elements into something new.
Very good. In medieval times, alchemy meant the mysterious science of trying to convert one form of matter into another using fire, potions, spells, and all kind of other tricks. Alchemists often got a bad rap for their obsession with trying to turn base metals into gold. But in fact, true alchemy was concerned with a far loftier ideal, that of finding a universal elixir that could overcome death.
Yes, every alchemist dream.
Nicolas Flamel, the most famous alchemist. And there is Full Metal Alchemist, which is a very good anime. I need to show you. It's amazing anime.
I watched the very first episode.
Yes, we need to watch everything. It's so good, so good, so good, so good. Full Metal Alchemist. So alchemy is primary meanings?
Yes, a pseudo-scientific forerunner of chemistry in medieval times.
And?
The way two individuals relate to each other.
It's alchemy.
Alchemy.
Very good. So, full definitions of alchemy?
A pseudo-scientific forerunner of chemistry in medieval times.
All right. Okay, so, we had already synonyms for alchemy.
Yes, synonyms. Chemistry. Or interpersonal chemistry.
If you use alchemy to talk about social relationships between people. Very good.
That's right.
All right. So the alchemist family.
So the person who works with alchemy is an...
Alchemist.
That's right.
Yes. Like Mr. Paulo Coelho, Paulo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Paul Rabbit.
Paul Rabbit.
The most famous writer of Brazil in all times.
The most famous alchemist ever.
Yes. He's one of our worst writers and the most famous in the world.
Yes.
Nobody can understand that, but, you know. But this book is, I think it's the only book of him that is kind of good. The Alchemist.
I haven't read it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see some examples. One from The Guardian. It was all in the human alchemy they performed.
One from the Washington Post. That's the weird alchemy of screen acting. At its best, it's a combination of careful technique, canny withholding, and unquantifiable charisma.
From The Guardian again. Here it is, once again on the big screen. The military catastrophe that Britain's wartime alchemy of propaganda somehow transformed into our almost finest hour.
Oh, and The New Yorker, by this alchemy, rubles in Russia were transformed into dollars in London.
Wow, that's alchemy.
Yeah, that's also money wash.
Yeah, that's also con. Con work, con job.
And the last word for us to finish our podcast of today, the last word from the course, magic in the Middle Ages is, Mr. Robot, let's go.
Belief.
Is Mrs. Robot.
Mrs.
Now.
Miss, or Miss, we don't know.
Or Miss, yes. Or gender neutral person.
Yeah.
Okay?
Belief.
One more.
Belief.
A belief is an idea one accepts as being true or real. Many children have a strong belief that the tooth fairy really does exist.
But it really exists.
It does.
It does. It visits me once a year.
When you lose your teeth?
Yes. Okay. When I lose my old teeth, okay. My middle-aged teeth.
Oh, that's great.
The noun belief replaced the old English word geliafa, meaning belief, faith, in the 12th century. A belief is an idea one usually holds with conviction and importance. In a religious context, the ancient Greeks held the belief that many gods existed, controlling their fate, while Christianity began with the belief that only one God exists. You can also have a belief in yourself in the face of a challenge.
Yeah.
So let's see the definitions of belief.
Any cognitive content held as true.
Antonyms?
Disbelief. Unbelief.
Very good. That is a type of?
It's a type of cognitive content, mental object.
Another definition of belief?
A vague idea in which some confidence is placed.
Okay, so it strengthened my belief in his sincerity. Yeah. What a kind of synonyms for belief in this case?
Feeling, impression, notion, opinion.
Very nice, very nice. Word family?
Belief. It's not there, but the person who believes is a...
believer.
There you go.
And I'm a believer. So, beliefs, which is the plural, believe, the verb, believed.
Past, belief. Participle.
Yes, very good. Some examples of belief.
From the New York Times. But there's just that belief that Canada is following U.S. standards when it's not.
Very good. From The Guardian, I allowed anyone who wished to speak to do so, and I allowed anyone who wished to speak to do so, and without bringing in my own beliefs, validated the different beliefs of the children.
One from the time. That belief, however, led us into the disastrous fantasy of using military power to install friendly democracies in the Middle East.
And another one from Times. Experts who examined Morva for his trial said he suffered from personality disorders that resulted in odd beliefs.
Odd beliefs.
Very good. All right, so let's finish our Magic in the Middle Ways, our podcast of today. And this was our Melhores Inglês podcast of this week.
For anyone interested in Skype English classes focused on conversation at affordable prices, just contact us on our WhatsApp 3199-22-35540 and 3199-143-7388. Or on our Erika Newton English por Skype page on Facebook.
And YouTube, YouTube channel.
And Instagram. YouTube. We don't have an Instagram account. We have a personal account.
Yes, I have my Instagram account.
That's right.
YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is also, the name is Erika Newton English por Skype.
And that's it for today.
So, thanks for listening. Until next time.
Practice every day. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.